Time now for Fort Bragg Stories, sharing a century of history through personal narratives. I'm Elizabeth Friend. Fort Bragg Stories is a collaboration between WUNC's American Homefront Project and the Fayetteville Observer. The war in Afghanistan is now America's longest-running war. For soldiers at Fort Bragg, the past 17 years of conflict have been a continuous cycle of deployments. Lamonta Caldwell is retired now, but during his 31 years in the Army, he deployed 7 times to locations all over the world. The 15 months he spent fighting in Afghanistan's Korangal Valley were the toughest test of his military career.
We was getting shot at like daily, getting shot at, constantly on the go, constantly, you know, trying to be the aggressor, constantly moving. 15 months is a long time, and then you try to improve your positions and where you was actually at, you know, up in the mountains and stuff, you know, 5,000 feet elevation, you know, try to keep the morale high on soldiers and stuff like that, and losing soldiers, which was not, you know, was not good for us, you know. I think during our deployment, we lost a total of like 8, but we probably had somewhere around 15 or 16 that just got injured, you know, through direct fire or some of that nature and stuff like that. And I always remember those guys, you know, because they're part of our family, you know. And that experience in 2008, 2009 probably one that stood out the most for me because I was a leader. What do you say when you come back and you see the families and stuff like that? You know, and they looked up to you. You know, I always remember a young kid that got that passed away within my unit. His dad was my brigade sergeant major, Sergeant Major Vimoto. And he told his dad that he wanted to be in my company because I was in his dad's company long time ago. And my very first day on the ground there in Afghanistan, he got killed. It was shocking to everyone because this was our brigade sergeant major's son. Even today, that pains me, you know, because his son wanted to be in our company. And that was the beginning of the 15 months. We're not even in 1 week. And we got 14 more months to deal with this. And that was the first thing that happened to us. Man, I'm just like, I don't know if we're going to be able to make it, you know. And we was able to make it, but it didn't start off well. Coming back, seeing his family, me and his family are still close. But, you know, I always see his mother and stuff, you know. And it was hard for me to see his mother because, you know, what am I to say? You know, it came like a failure to me, you know. It was difficult.
Throughout his long military career, Lamonta relied on his faith to help him cope with hardship.
I always remember my minister told me, I am where the Lord wants me to be at. If that's where he wants me to be at, I'm in the right place. And just through, you know, my spiritual beliefs and stuff and the prayers and my family, I always say God did it for me. What I do these days now, I'm a teacher. I teach ROTC, junior ROTC at Westover High School. I love it. You know, now I'm working with cadets and stuff. I get to try to mold them as much as I possibly can. I enjoy it. I spend a lot of time with them. And I'm tickled to death to have the opportunity to continue to wear the uniform. But and also to be able to empower our young adults.
Lamonta Caldwell lives in Fayetteville. His story was recorded as part of Fort Bragg Stories, a collaboration between the Fayetteville Observer and WUNC's American Homefront Project. If you have a Fort Bragg story you'd like to share, you can find a link at wunc.org.